in studio. We're so happy to have returning Joyce Cooper, who has joined us a little while ago talking about enlightened teaching and elevating through Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Now you have begun another series of books titled High School Stories, Life Interrupted. And these two work together. So before we dive into the importance of what, you know, this is all about, let's begin with tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have just completed 18 years of public school teaching. I decided to answer God's calling and become the voice that He has directed me to be for teachers and students.
Well, we certainly are glad that you are taking the time to continue that teaching through a different modality. As it relates to Life Interrupted, what do you mean by that, and how does it relate to some of the events that, you know, high school students and all students really are experiencing now with, you know, gun safety and violence and depression and anxiety and all these things that are suddenly taking the headlines?
Well, now we're learning more about adverse childhood experiences. So we're hearing that ACEs is what it's called. We're hearing that more and more. So mental health and gun violence and adverse childhood experiences, all of those play a part in how a person's life goes along. So we all have our ideas of how things should be, and it gets interrupted. But when you're having constant interruptions as a child, then you're completely taken off base, and it affects your mental health. And in schools, we see a lot of anxiety and depression. Anxiety and depression, I'm using it as a broad sense, because there are several things within that would have like a diagnosis. Like, you might have generalized anxiety, you might have post-traumatic stress disorder. There are so many other things that fall under those umbrellas.
But it's good to know that there is an awareness that is mm-hmm. happening. I read an article the other day that the adverse childhood experiences can sometimes present as young as kindergarten and first grade. Which mm-hmm. really blows my mind. It makes me wonder, what are we doing mm-hmm. and where is the gift of just childhood innocence? Now, when it comes to reaching students, they don't always want to pick up a book and read it. So how have you written this book to entice and engage them?
Well, number one, believe it or not, students are all in this book simply because I've collected comments and stories throughout probably the past 25 years, and I've placed them in this book. So that's how they've played a part. Also, they have helped shape the book. So, for example, when we are dealing with Bloody Wednesday, which was also Valentine's Day 2018, the male leading character is trying to entice the leading female character. So he crafts a playlist when they go on a date. And of course, I don't know what's hip right now, so I had to go to the experts.
Exactly.
Oh my yes. gosh.
Yes, so somebody or somebodies in Rock Hill School System's high schools helped me select the right songs.
Awesome.
Right.
Well, again, when there's that connectivity, oh, I know this song.
Yes,
or that's what
it.
I put on my playlist.
Yes.
It's relatable.
So it sounds like this book is a lot about relationships, obviously. And, mm-hmm. and then when it comes to relationships for our young people, we're mm-hmm. not meaning, a dating relationship, though we mm-hmm. could. But we just even mean a friend. And as basic as the question is, how do you define a friend, and what is a friend? Like, who do you mm-hmm. call a friend when you're going through these tough years in school, especially high school?
Well, that is a very good question, because the two female characters in the book, they're both dealing with anxiety and depression, but it shows up in different stages. Mm. And they're both dealing with adverse childhood experiences. One young lady has lost her mother due to cancer, and she's not able to live with her father and stepmother. So she has her anxiety and depression that way. However, they are normal children, because that's how you live through life. But their lives are impacted by other things, too. So trust me, I'm not giving away the book. You should read it, because students who have read the book or excerpts from the book have said, you know what, I'm ready for the sequel.
That's good. Wonderful.
Joyce Cooper is behind the high school stories series, Life Interrupted. And what is your hope at the end when the book is geared more towards young people, though probably parents are probably great to read it as well so they can help relate to their children. What is your hope at the end when folks finish it, the kids and parents, that they have a conversation that young people can memorize or just know what to do next?
Well, okay, number one, I want to bring awareness to everyone about how gun violence, just violence in general, affects the lives of students. And here's to my colleagues, teachers too, because we are all impacted by all of the things that happen in life. And teachers, before we can get to the curriculum, we have to deal with the mental health issue, or students won't be able to focus. The second thing I want parents to be able to do is to understand that our teenagers need us just as much as our toddlers need us. Mm. They need us to listen. They need us to guide them. I also want people to register to vote and vote, because some of the characters in the book, they will be turning 18 before the midterm election, and they will be casting their vote for their conscience, whatever that is. There's no right or wrong. It's just what you feel is right for you in the world you want to have. And here's a little teaser. We are going to have a candlelight vigil, and we're going to name some stars to bring some healing to pain that students are feeling.
Mm. Wow. Joyce Cooper, you are making such a difference in the lives of so many that sometimes feel very isolated. Maybe it's contributed by the fact that digital technology, perhaps it's taken away from our joy of just friendship and spending time together. But you are hitting on certain issues that are impacting our teenagers. And this is a great book because as a teenager, you don't want to feel like you're the only one. Mm-hmm. And through your words, your stories, and the input of other students, you have the chance to show that this is all of us together. Let's figure it out. Put forth straight information. And again, do your part as a responsible citizen and vote your conscience. Always great to have you in studio. Thank you, Joyce Cooper. How can we get your book?
Okay, well, you can go to my website, www.enlightenedteachingforyou.com. We're running a special right now only through the website. If a school orders 25 copies, you get 5 free, so you can have a classroom set. And if it's within a 45-minute drive of Rock Hill, I will come and do a co-teaching session if you order a classroom set. If you're further away, we would do a video conference.
Fantastic.
Perfect.